Hey everyone, this is Coach Annika back with the detox class. If you're tuning in, congrats, you made it to week three, or what we call our restore phase of detox, or when we reintroduce the foods that were not approved during detox back into our program. I've got our resident expert, Coach Paul, program manager of nutritional products at Lifetime, back with us. Welcome, Paul.
Glad to be back.
Awesome. So this is a big day for a lot of people. And I'm a huge fan of day 15, because the last 2 weeks we're eating clean, we're drinking shakes, we're doing all these healthy habits. And once people get to this day, you come to this almost fork in the road of, hey, what should I do next? I'm feeling amazing. And I think you and I would both agree on what we don't want people to do is all of a sudden go back to pre-detox what they were doing. And people love to do that, but I know you're going to talk a little bit about this, of why that's probably not the best case for most of us. But so today's class is really going to be focused in on why this phase is so important, how to do it right, because there's definitely a right way to do it and a bad way to do it, or a less than right way to do it, is how I'll describe it. And then really, what does day 15 and beyond look like? How do I continue some of the stuff I learned with detox, and what are other ways that we can kind of just have daily detox tips and hacks for, you know, going, you know, today and beyond. So let's get in it. So first, I want you to talk about kind of their choice today, right? Because it is day 15. They're probably thinking about which food they're going to start in with first. So why don't you talk a little bit about, like, what are two paths they could actually take with today?
Yeah, the two major decisions are, do you just continue on doing what's been working for the last 2 weeks, which is probably the better of the two choices, or do you start reintroducing the foods that you miss that were not approved on detox? And both are okay, but I would encourage people to think about what this 2 weeks has meant to them and opt for the first choice if they really wanted this to be a short-term period of focus for a much longer-term effect. I'd say just keep eating as close to the detox program as you can for as long as you can, especially if you're getting the progress towards your results that you want. A lot of people start detox because they want to jumpstart weight loss. They want to reset their nutritional lifestyle. They want to boost their metabolism. If you've done that in 2 weeks, I wouldn't even start thinking about trying to undo that or undoing that without trying, you know, just going back to your normal habits. So I encourage a lot of people just eat as close as you can to what you've been doing in this last 2 weeks. And if there's a few little things that sneak into your plan here and there, be cognizant of them and be able to recognize, like, how do they affect you? Do they affect you at all? Or is it something that you can start to reincorporate slowly into your lifestyle? The second choice is to go strategically towards foods that you have eliminated on the detox program and systematically add them back in. And what we recommend is, if you're going to do that, pick the thing that you missed the most that was not allowed on detox. And for a lot of people, that's coffee. I know for you, it's eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So I would pick the one thing that you missed the most that wasn't allowed on detox and introduce it, you know, one serving a day for at least 3 days in a row without introducing anything else new. So if you were putting eggs back in your program, for example, on day 15, have some eggs in the morning for breakfast, and then do it again on day 16 and day 17. And monitor if you feel a difference, whether it's a digestive difference, whether it's a skin tone change or a complexion change, whether it's an inflammation response. You have to be pretty in tune with your body, but most people would be able to pick up on little subtle changes going from detox style eating to reintroducing a food that wasn't allowed on detox. So,
and I love that. And I think, what if I'm listening in, I might be thinking, why is it 3 days? Because for a lot of people, I know some of my clients that end up, you know, being coached by me for, you know, digestive issues, right? They know coming in, oh, I can't drink cow milk, or I can't do this. So I think a lot of times in our head, we think we'll have an immediate reaction to a food if we're sensitive or not supposed to consume it. But why do we say 72 hours or 3 days?
Yeah, I think it's important to understand, you know, food allergies are life-threatening. That's an immediate response within minutes that you, if you have a food allergy, it is a big deal. Food sensitivities, on the other hand, are a little bit less well understood, I would say. But sensitivities have a more delayed reaction. So we eliminate many of the most common food sensitivities on the modified elimination diet that we follow on the detox program. So when you reintroduce those things, eggs being one of them, for example, each exposure you have, your immune system, if you're sensitive to it, may mount a little bit of a response, which means some of that food has made its way into your bloodstream and your immune system doesn't like what it sees. And it starts to mount this response, just like it's designed to do for viruses and bacterial infections and that sort of thing. But that response from the immune system does take, anywhere from 24 to 72 hours to reach its peak. So that's why we say 3 days, is we don't know when that response or that reaction is going to peak, which may be necessary for you to experience that peak reaction to recognize the symptoms that might be affecting you long term. So the 3-day period is more about waiting to see the body's response, because it doesn't happen immediately.
It's interesting too, because symptoms can be so different depending on the person. So even, let's say you and I decide we both are sensitive to gluten. Gluten to you can mean one symptom and it can be something completely different to me. And I always think that's kind of the best part about it, which can be super confusing too, because I have tons of clients that get here and let's say they do your first choice scenario. I can't remember how you labeled it, where they just went right back to whatever they're doing and they're like, oh my gosh, I feel awful and I have no idea what food it was. And we love this day because you almost have this clean slate of like, let's figure it out. But it gets confusing because a lot of people will say, I always had that before and I never had these symptoms. Why am I having them now? And I know you and I could talk at length of food sensitivities, and maybe it's not the food and maybe it's really our gut or just our immune system starting to respond because of all the other things we're exposed to on a regular basis. So I feel you. If you're out there and you're thinking, well, gosh, now I'm scared. What if I add in an egg or gluten or wheat back in and I do react? It's not detox that caused that. It actually gave you a clean slate so you could actually notice it. Because a lot of times we might not notice those symptoms because they're so cluttered with other things. But It can be super confusing for a lot of people too, because they'll think, I wasn't reacting to this stuff, or I just never realized I was. Mm-hmm. And I know for me, there's two big ones, and it's definitely cow, dairy, and gluten. And those are probably the most common ones we would see. So although we eliminate other allergens with the diet, I would say those are the most common too that most people find themselves reacting to. But I know for me too, it's changed my eating forever. I'm very cognizant if I have gluten, how much, how often. I know I'm going to feel a certain way after it. It has to be worth it for me to consume something. But those two food groups I try to keep out on a regular basis because I do feel so much better without them. Do you have ones too? What are yours, if any?
You know, for me, it's in the past, it's been eggs. Eggs are something that tend to have an inflammatory effect on my body. I'll start to feel it after a tough workout. My muscles will be sore for a little bit longer than they should be, and my joints will start to ache a little bit. And I also notice, and this is more common in clients I've worked with, sinus infections or sinus congestion after cow dairy.
Mm-hmm.
They may just have chalked it up to being normal before detox, but after eliminating cow dairy for 2 weeks and then reintroducing it again, they realized that the sinus infection that they thought they could never fight off was actually more of an interaction between them and the food they were eating.
So interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so we laid out some common symptoms, which I think are helpful. We laid out some of them. Is there anything else that would be missing? I always think muscle aches, back aches, common.
We kind of overlooked the obvious, the digestive distress.
Yes.
So if you're on detox and you've got a great bowel pattern going on, and then you start the reintroduction or the restore phase, and you notice your bowel pattern immediately change, that is a major signal. What we've already covered, though, are some of the not so easy to recognize symptoms. It's changes in skin complexion. Maybe it's a psoriasis or eczema flare. It could be joint and muscle aches. It could be sinus type of symptoms. All of those are possibilities that are related to food sensitivities, but you have to be more in tune to recognize those. I'd say the gastrointestinal distress is what we overlooked.
Mm. So to kind of recap, kind of what you said is your best way to do this week. So you've decided which food first. So let's say I'm going to follow the playbook. I'm going to introduce, let's say it's eggs. I'm going to have eggs for a meal day one or day 15. I'll have it again day 16, again day 17. If I feel nothing, no changes, still positive, that is permission to move on to another food, right?
Yep, absolutely. So think of it, if all goes well, you could be reintroducing about two foods per week back to your program. And what that does is it allows you to stay close enough to the detox plan that you'll probably still reap really good benefits if you have a longer-term goal. But it also allows you kind of a clear runway to add back foods that you really miss in the order of priority for you.
Awesome. So then what if I do have a reaction then? Do I pause or what's your best next step?
Yeah, if you find a reaction that food isn't jiving with you, I would say plan on just eliminating it as much as you can for good or for at least another 12 weeks, 3 months. You know, let your body calm down any type of reaction it's been having or just had for a more extended period of time.
Love that. And I always think what I always hear kind of through that when that happens is just that sometimes it's nice to do the elimination diet. It's an easy way to start to sniff it out. And then some people just want confirmation. And what's great is Lifetime, for most of our clubs and locations and states, we do offer some food sensitivity testing. So if someone really wants to know or to say, gosh, now I'm not sure, maybe you found yourself in that jumping off the cliff, I let everything back in. That's always another step. If you need to know, want to know, confirmation, not sure, I always think that's a great avenue too for most people. And
absolutely.
I know we regularly test that too.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to know than to guess.
Absolutely. So as this phase moves on this week, so water should stay the same, exercise should stay the same. It's simply kind of adding one food back in every 3 days, eating a serving of that a day until you've checked the box and said, yep, I can move on, or oops, probably should keep this one out. Let's say you're on the other end of the spectrum and you're thinking, gosh, I feel so great and I just want to continue this. How often do you recommend doing another kit or another full detox program?
Great question. You know, I would encourage people to do a modified elimination diet a couple times a year if they're not going to stay on it long term. Seasonally, you know, every 3-4 times a year. Same thing with a kit. I think it's a great complement to that modified elimination diet and just kind of overall metabolism and nutrition lifestyle reset. So I think every quarter, you know, do a detox with the seasons, especially if you're continuing to lose weight. So I know some people that have larger weight loss goals and they're going to lose 20 pounds each quarter. That means they're going to release a certain amount of toxins from their body fat each quarter, and they need to add the nutrient support from the kit. But if people are, you know, really close to or at their goal weight and they just like the reset program, I'd say twice a year is a great plan to incorporate the kit into your kind of reset program.
I think my favorite part, too, about it is because it's not like other detoxes out there, we talk about that ad nauseum of how not healthy or lack of nourishment a lot of those programs are. This one, it's not safe to do frequently. So like you, I've had clients, maybe they have bigger weight loss efforts because what you learn through weight loss is, you know, fat that's maintained on the body sometimes is toxic. When your body's breaking it down, releasing it, sometimes it needs extra support. But I always think of, gosh, I think of friends and family and other clients too, that maybe it's after a holiday weekend or something, you know, something that came up where they got really off track, they went on vacation. It's kind of that nice tool just to get reset back into a routine. There's something about having that daily shake that just keeps your mindset where it needs to be. It keeps your habits in check. So I often recommend it definitely quarterly for most of the people I'm working with. Some people might even be a little bit more frequently, depending on how much weight loss efforts they need to use. So let's talk then kind of taking pieces of this program on. So what are like just daily detox hacks? Because I think sometimes when you're exposed to this, you're like, gosh, how can I continue to do this? And we taught a lot in this program about we kind of live in this toxic bubble. There's a lot of reasons why our bodies kind of need help with detoxing on a regular basis. What are some of those daily things you recommend that can just keep your body in check or at least help outside of doing the full kit and caboodle?
Yeah, it's another good question. So You mentioned earlier just keeping up the water habit. Keep drinking water. The solution to pollution is dilution, and you just need to keep drinking adequate amounts of water just as if you're detoxing all the time, because the truth of the matter is your body is detoxing all the time. These are natural processes that are occurring every minute of every day, and they rely a lot on water. So keep drinking water. Don't displace the water by adding back coffee and sodas and that sort of thing. So that's number one. Keep sweating on a regular basis, especially the dry sauna. We talked about it in other classes, but it's one of the best ways to encourage your body to get rid of some of the toxins that are still floating around in your system on a daily basis, or at least several times a week basis. So drink water, use the sauna, eat fibrous vegetables, or at very least incorporate a green supplement and some fiber into a daily shake habit. But the fibrous vegetables, like especially cruciferous vegetables, for example, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, kale, these are all rich in a compound called sulforaphane. That's one of the key ingredients in our detox kit. We have a concentrated dose of it in the detox kit, but this ingredient, this compound, upregulates our detoxification enzymes in our liver. It helps to extend the cell life in all of our cells. It's a very potent compound that's naturally present in many of these foods that are fibrous vegetables. And we just concentrate it and put it in the kit for a more focused period of detoxification. But so eat plenty of vegetables, incorporate a shake habit where you can add more nutrients to your diet in a very convenient way. I think those are good detox tips that I found are helpful to a lot of my clients.
And I think what other users, if you're paying attention to the online content too, we kind of have tools for like, hey, how do I just decrease my exposure, right? Because for women, I think the average woman puts on at least 30 different products on her face and her bodies. It's scary. And I'm right with you, ladies. So I understand and feel you. But it's kind of what are other things we can do? And that's why I'm passionate about just kind of giving recipes for DIY cleaning solutions at home, just stuff like that. There's all sorts of things you can do that if you can think of how do I just decrease my exposure, which for us, we talk about storing your food in glass versus plastic. Creating, if not all your cleaning supplies, could you create a couple that at least just decreases your exposure to certain things on a regular basis? But I love all the hey Ken do's with his sweating, drinking water, eating clean. Those are all really great tips. So I think that leads us to the end of this class. So really, honestly, if you are at this point, you're week three, you're in Restore, you're reintroducing foods back in. So really kind of pay attention to what Coach Paul kind of offered as far as the right way to do it. Again, this is, I get excited because it's the best time for you to really understand, are you going to react to foods or not? And if not, that's awesome. It's like, hey, you can kind of go back into what's typical, but gosh, we hope you try to continue a lot of the food programming and choices that we taught you with this class. So you'll be hearing from my coaches and I through the inbox. If you need anything, as always, email my team and we'll get you what you need. But congrats on making it this far, and we hope to hear from you soon.